Greetings again.
Yeah. I wonder how long the connection stays up this time.
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy last time.
Yeah, I was talking to a lady just on the telephone and they kept interrupting it too. When it happened a second time. I just caught you on here. It's the first time I've been back in the city in about a month.
Okay.
I've been away from this laptop, and this is the laptop with Skype in it.
I see.
I think when I was last talking to you, your election was about to happen, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about a week before or something, or a couple of weeks before.
Yeah. So anyway, after the election, I approached a bunch of your members of parliament, everyone in Nottingham.
Yeah.
Did you notice that in his YouTubes, how he was complaining about it?
I didn't listen to all of it.
Yeah.
I only started it, and then I think you called me up, so I stopped it.
Yeah.
But I'll have a listen to that.
Well, anyway, I tackled every member of parliament in Nottingham. I think there was three of them.
Right, that sounds about right, yeah.
And I got just computer responses from them.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of people that work in YouTube that some are comedians, some are spin doctors, some are politicians. They're all different bents on various agendas.
Mm-hmm.
But in, I don't know exactly where he is. I didn't look on the map, but it was... His name is Richard Coughlin. He's a comedian of some sort. I don't know how popular he is.
Richard Coughlin?
Yeah.
This is the kid, or this is...
No, he's a full-grown adult. He's a comedian.
So, and he's in Nottingham?
No, I don't know where he is.
Right, sorry.
Coughlin 666.
I see, right, sorry, I'm getting confused. Right, okay.
Yeah, his member of parliament is Hugh Robertson.
I see, right.
And I complained to Hugh Robertson about Coughlin.
Yeah.
Now, Hugh Robertson is part of, he's a minister now. He's a conservative of the new coalition government.
Okay.
And he's a minister that basically oversees sports and the media.
Right.
And this guy is a professional comedian. And using the media to basically attack me, so I complained to his parliamentarian. Now, in Canada, the Canadian parliamentarian is James Moore, and I attacked them too.
Right.
I am taking the Queen to court, and the Queen is coming here in another week or so.
Right.
She's coming to Nova Scotia.
All right.
And right now, our lieutenant governor is about to go to England for her to accept him. Now,
yeah.
I have answers from the lieutenant governors, from the governor generals, and they're about to drop the writ on a very interesting election here, where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another election just over in Nova Scotia, so it's a good time for me to file. So
right.
I'm back in Fredericton, and this is where I'll file.
Okay.
And I'm just sort of getting some stuff down, and I'll write a lawsuit and file it.
Right.
And they'll make it disappear, but then I'll be on the ballot showing
yeah.
the lawsuit that disappeared.
Right.
That's what I'm up to.
Okay.
But as far as the kids on the internet, they're called trolls.
Yeah.
And there's three entities on the internet. The fellows that started it all were actually before the internet got going too much, and they were called the phone losers.
Did we talk about this? I vaguely remember you mentioning something about phone. Yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so they just they make a business out of harassing people for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
They became minor celebrities.
Right.
And then once the internet got going, some of their expressions like lulls and stuff like that were adopted by these trolls, which are people that troll the internet looking for fun. And But there's two entities. One is called Encyclopedia Dramatica, or
AIDS. Okay.
And they're basically just a bunch of perverted people.
Yeah.
But they're just largely kids. But remember I told you they hacked my daughter's Facebook and photoshopped her picture and put it in...
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. You
know, those are the kids in Ed, but they're not kids that are doing it. And then
right.
there's a more egregious outfit. It's called Anonymous.
Yeah.
And they're huge and worldwide and very nasty. I don't know why the feds leave them alone, but they...
Right.
They'll harass kids to death, talk them into suicide, all kinds of shit. They're very evil. But
right.
Anyway, that said, within those organizations, the cop shills, you know, the people working with cops.
Okay.
Like that fella that's fat, he seems crazy.
Right.
Absence of Brains is his latest channel.
He lives
next door to an RCMP officer. He works with them.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, he is crazy, right? But
right.
That gives the cops deniability.
Yeah.
And they just allow him to harass who they wish for him to harass. And
yeah.
One of them. You know what I mean? And he's certifiably nuts, but got a nice little house and a new car. And he's well taken care of. Lives next door to the RCMP in Sylvan Lake. And then there's all kinds, but what they'll do is smother you. And that's what they've done. They sicked all these trolls all over the world
yeah.
under me.
It's like it's just perception management, I think, where they just try and cover it up with crap so that nobody will... or not nobody will find it, but people are less likely to find it.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Yeah, and they've got me smothered
yeah.
and painted all over the world as some kind of nut.
Yeah.
So what I did is turn the worm on that and attack all the kids.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about, is putting that kid's picture up in Nottingham.
Yeah.
But it would have been more effective before the election.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll raise the issue here in this election.
Right.
Because it is my daughter.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, absolutely.
If any time that you can raise an issue that people might need to take notice of, it is during the time of election, and you had quite a wicked election there the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's then this, since we last talked, there was been that nonsense in Gaza.
Yep.
But George Galloway, he was banished from Canada last year.
Yeah, I remember speaking a little bit about that as well, yep. All very weird.
And anyway, the judgment isn't out yet as to whether he can come or not. But I think he's lost. And anyway, then there was that John Boncour, the guy from Out West.
Okay.
He's a famous Indian. They made movies about him when they had riots in Attica back in the early 70s.
Right.
And I was introduced to him by way of those talk shows last year. Bill Deagle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
GCN. And he had, about the same time, he got himself arrested trying to arrest George Bush in Calgary.
Yeah, okay.
And anyway, they had their trial. They was going to make it a big show. They've been yapping about it for a year. So you have all these... 9/11 truthers.
Yeah.
All these, Cynthia McKinley, come to Canada, a whole pile of them. And the judge just kind of slapped them down. They weren't allowed in the country. They weren't allowed to testify. They were just like, they were trying to make a big to-do out of it.
Yeah.
And his own lawyer was working against him, and it was just a minor little tempest in the teapot that didn't make the media, other than he was found guilty in a $1,000 fine, and then he's on probation for a year or two. So he screws up, he gets straight to jail, sort of thing. So they managed to keep him quiet. But it was at the whole period of time is John Boncourt. He's an Indian, a Mohawk.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yes. Oh,
he was. I didn't realize.
Yeah, and he's been involved in a lot of to-do in Canada about standoffs with the governments and OCA and all kinds of shit.
I see.
He was involved in those riots in Attica down in New York in the early 70s where, 50 guys were killed? And he made a movie about that. He thinks he's somebody. So he and I have talked, we fought, we've argued. He sided with that Zionist, the bacon fat character.
Right.
He's all buddies with him.
Right.
Most of them are. Bacon fat can be quite articulate in feeding them bullshit, and they're all quick to believe bullshit rather than the truth about me.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I attack them all.
Yeah.
But anyway, these kids, they seemed quite excited about trolling. So I give them a tickle, and that's all it needed, and then I just sort of keep the pump primed now and then, and they'll yap on forever. So they're kind of making me famous without me having to do a thing about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. But anyway, although they're not saying nice things, they're much talked about.
Yeah. Well, I know that, we posted that recording that you made, the one that I messed up, and then I fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody emailed me and they said they'd listen to that. So what I was meaning was that looks like some people are actually having a listen to that.
I put up a bunch of YouTubes around Easter time.
Okay. Oh yeah, you put this one that got about 400,000 or 500,000 hits or something in.
Yeah, one segment of one talking to Dr. Bill got hit at Christmas time because I mentioned.
Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we? Because you think it was somebody in the Vatican that was looking at it, some of the committee or something?
Because I touched a note about the Catholic Church. Yeah. I just mentioned the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And that one segment got a lot of hits.
Yeah.
But it appears to be a flash in the pan. It was only.
Yeah.
Briefly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I put up a bunch more various talk shows I was on. Segments. I don't know if that Jane Burgermeister one's in amongst the bunch. But she sent me that video a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
And she seems like a bit of an opportunist, but she's a journalist anyway. I looked at what she said, but then I looked at did you look at the Russian videos?
The ones from the site?
Yeah, the ones that were enhanced and everything?
I think I saw one or two of them, but I was really, I got to the point with that story where I couldn't decide what was true, and I kind of only... I looked at them a bit, and I didn't really know what to think, because then they said things like, well, the guy who took it had been murdered shortly after or something, and, I wasn't sure what to think, basically.
Well, nor do I, but the video seemed genuine, but there's nothing I can do, but it was interesting, but nobody seemed to care.
Yeah, well, I think, you're right, And
she kind of lost what I was trying to convey you in text. Cause, she kind of lost all credibility with all the alternate media crowd. It appears that even Dr. Carley is Adam Ballnut with her.
Yeah.
I sent you the second part of a show, but that entire show, she was under attack big time by all the various media people that she was once friends with. And that was like last August, and I was the only guy to step up to the plate and defend her.
Yeah, well, there was also another thing, because, you know, I said that I met her.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what the follow-up to that is, when I met her, there was another guy there, a UK guy called Ian Crane. You've probably not heard of him, not that you should have. And he was there as well. We actually stayed in the same hotel. And then I read a posting about a month ago, 6 weeks ago or something, maybe a bit longer, and Ian Crane was attacking her as well over something. So that was all a bit strange. It was just all very strange. I didn't really know what to make of it, because she said she'd filed this criminal court case, and that the documents weren't signed, and I think that was why she was being attacked when I was last looking at it. You know, so.
Well, when I first met her, nobody knew who she was.
Yeah.
Alexander S. Jones is a young girl who used to work for NIH.
Yeah.
And he approached me after I spoke on Dr. Bill Deagle's show.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. I remember a bit of the history of that, yeah.
And that was before there was any WHO flu or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never heard of Dr. Carley, and I really never heard of Bill Deagle.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bill Deagle was yapping about it wasn't WHO flu, avian flu. So anyway, after I got off the show, the phone rang, and it was this kid from Washington who worked for NIH, and he had all kinds of information, sent me PDF files and asked me for my stuff. And it was stuff having to do with vaccinations and Baxter and implants and all kinds of stuff. He sent me all kinds of medical stuff. And the kid was a certifiable brainwave.
Okay.
And I was talking on the phone to him. He called. And this was before the WHO flu started. This was early April.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of friends. There was one I really liked. His name was Ryan. He and I talked a lot. He has an old Buick with a straight 8 engine. And I like the guy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And there was two or three other characters. And one in particular was Steve Hand. And I knew of him. I didn't know him, but I knew of him. And he was a spin doctor for the Catholic Church in Boston. He wrote their fucking paper. And never forget, my wife's cousin is Cardinal O'Malley's secretary, and I sued the Cardinal, Cardinal Law. So there's no way that Stephen Hand couldn't know who I was. He lived around the corner from my wife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, he proved to be a snake in the grass and attacked me and tried to call me all kinds of names. It didn't work out too well for him.
Yeah.
Because later, just before Alexander Jones disappeared from the radar screen, he sent me an email and said, "You're right, Dave. I wish I'd listened to you. You called a spade a spade." He sent me the email. And then he kind of like dropped off the scene. But this Jane Burgermeister, what had happened was, she had noticed something in the news over in Europe about... I don't know. I think it had to do with that that stuff, that CO2, they had a virus in a CO2 container, and it blew up on a train in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
And this was before the flu started. And she got reading on Alex Jones's website, and she saw a posting that Alexander S. Jones had posted, so she had contacted him. So now he introduces her to me and Ryan and all that.
Yeah.
And she is quite radical in what she's saying.
Right.
You know, she's quite radical. And mainly it's just Alexander introducing me to a couple of his friends, and we're shooting a shit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, once... she gets the involved. She wants to do this lawsuit crap.
Yeah.
And then the WHO flu starts to break out.
Yeah.
And then the circle widens, and it's Dr. Carly, who I did not know, didn't recognize, Angelista, Dr. Ott, Bill Deagle, a whole pile of them.
Yeah. Right?
And some of them I talked on the radio shows. Well, he got like too crazy, and that Steve Hand was insulting me, and some others were insulting me, and I just said, fuck y'all, and left stage left.
Yep.
Months later, end of June, I introduced Dr. Carly to my farmer friend, because I just listened to these shows in the background, and I said, Werner isn't this guy, he's talking about cattle. So Werner calls in. I have no clue who Dr. Carly is, none. She's just a voice on the radio that changes hosts every hour or two.
Yeah.
And anyway, the topic come up about cattle. Werner got on. Now, Werner doesn't know how to give her the file. She introduces me. We finally have Elliot Spitzer coming. She asked me to speak on the radio. I refused her.
Yeah.
She says, why? And I said, my kids are coming. It's the end of June. I'm putting this shit away.
Kind of like
the same time it is this year.
Yep.
So anyway, she said, well, would you come on right away? I said, okay. So I did. And things heated up all over again. And then even her, one of her girlfriends from New York come up to Canada. She's still
We spoke about that. And that was, She had those documents that weren't signed. Or she'd screwed it, they were signed, but she'd written over it or something, or tip-exed it.
Yeah, she whited one out, yeah.
Whited one out, yeah, I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very suspect of a woman that hates her children.
Yeah.
So anyway, that said, that was last year. That show that you heard me defending Burgermeister in, I believe that was in August.
Right.
I introduced them to a bunch of people. I introduced Dr. Carly to Alex Hunter, to Werner Bock, to Doris Foster. Dr. Carly told us of Dr. Judy Wood, so Werner called her, and then I talked to her briefly. I didn't know who you were, but you just answered an email one time in the fall.
Yeah.
But throughout the summer, this WHO flu nonsense was huge infighting. And they tried to put me in the lockup again in New Brunswick about it, just because I backed up Dr. Carly. And anyway, everybody stabbed me in the back last fall, and I said, the hell with you, all went to the woods. But that was the long and the short of it. But now this year, Jane Burgermeister all of a sudden remembers who I am and sends me this stuff.
That is a bit odd that she should send you that particular video.
Well, I think she doesn't have many fans.
Yeah, it could be just that.
And I don't know if I told you about this, but a guy named Julian Assange, he runs WikiLeaks.
Oh, yeah.
He started up WikiLeaks, and I sent him, they're asking for whistleblower shit, so I sent him stuff.
Absolutely.
He ignored me. That was like a year and a half ago. And then 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, March the 6th, I think. I sent an email. He sent me an email out of the blue after ignoring me forever.
Yeah.
And he's whining to me that the feds are after him for his website.
I've heard about this as well, not from him, but from just reading,
I think maybe I forwarded your email, some emails as I fought with him about it. So anyway, he sent me these emails, and then how Iceland are going to make an internet havens for people, IMMI, and that really pissed me off, because I've been fighting with Iceland forever. Long before their economy collapsed, I sent their ambassador from Iceland my stuff in early 2006. I was at
Right.
And so anyway, Iceland, they lost all their money and now are scratching here, there, and everywhere. But everybody forgets they were part of the coalition of the willing going into Iraq, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's whining and crying, and then getting a big spit and chew. I sent you some of it. And all of a sudden, now he's a big hero down the States.
Yeah.
He got a hold of a military video where they're shooting up a bunch of reporters in Iraq.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So now he's like off and running. Seems if you shoot some reporters, you get the tape of it, like you get to be a celebrity. But anyway, he's off and running.
Yeah.
That's just pissing me off to no end. I'm kind of scheming a way to embarrass him, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
But I'm going, everybody's got an agenda, Andrew.
It seems to be.
I really don't. No. It's like, I don't know of anyone. You know, maybe you, maybe me, you know me, but like anyone, like ever. Dr. Carly on down, you know?
Well, yeah.
They all got an agenda. I don't know, you know, it's time to stand alone, and I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody who's a straight shooter, can you? Like, that's controlling any of these shows?
Well, not many. I mean, I don't know. I mean, not really. Not what comes to mind.
Yeah, like even that Justin Prim, that guy I was trying to introduce you to.
Right.
Yeah. He won't talk.
Right.
I'll try to call him like you, and he'll turn right off.
He'll turn you right off.
Yeah, Skype.
Huh. So he won't even speak to you on Skype?
Nope.
Must be weird.
A bunch of fellas I was talking to, well, one for sure. I think he went to the loony bin like Byron Pryor. Even his phone's disconnected. All his videos are gone. I think they locked him up. Either the loony bin or locked him up. He's a pretty decent guy. And then another guy I know, he's in a world of shit, him and his friend down in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
And then there's Robin Reed. She's on the hairy edge of hell out in Alberta.
Yeah.
And I'm going, you guys ought to be very careful, like, because, like, they'll just slap you aside for a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they're picking them off. I don't know. This down here in New Brunswick, I don't know if you ever heard of her. She's Heather Reisman. She's a very famous scientist. She owns Indigo Books. She's one of the Canadians that goes to the Bilderbergers meeting. Just go to the Bilderbergers and look up Heather Reisman. She's always there.
Right.
She's down here getting some doctorate award at a university here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the head announcer of CBC, Peter Mansbridge, who was chancellor of the university, giving it to her. Talk about rub it in our faces. He, you know, it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
And there was just at the same time Gaza was going down.
Right.
And see what she does. She offers scholarships to bright Canadian students.
Yeah.
Free education in Israel if you join the army. You know what I mean? Offering that to poor Maritimers.
Right.
Fuck. How evil is that, man?
Oh, man.
Take our best and brightest and send them to Israel and give them an education, put them in the army. I mean, holy Christ. Talk about gardening for Zionists.
Yeah.
I'm going, how come nobody speaks against this shit?
Yeah. But, crazy.
Really, yeah. I mean, you know. And then you take, like, what Jane Burgermeister said about Poland, right?
Right.
Apparently their economy was okay. And they didn't go along with that boo-flu stuff, apparently. Right?
Right.
And they did lose a lot of dignitaries in one little day.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And then shortly thereafter, they had to do the big meeting for you know, Greece's bailout and the other European unions are raising $1 trillion, and your country's in trouble.
Yeah.
And over here, right now, get this. You know, when you guys had a G8 meeting in London?
Right.
G8 or G20? It was, you guys spent $30 million in a security?
Right.
$30 million. Well, the same guys are coming to Canada. They'll be here in 2 weeks, G8, G20 meeting.
Yeah.
They're spending $1 billion on security. For a couple of weekends. $1 billion. And they spent another billion for the, $1.5 billion for the Olympics.
Yeah.
But Harper's like, there is no need for $1 billion.
Yeah.
He's building a police state. He's outfitting the RCMP and independent security forces to the nines with all the toys.
Right.
Using the guise of Olympics and the security for the G8.
Okay.
Spending money like crazy. It's like turning into a police state big time, man.
Well, this is what seems to be happening. This has happened a bit in Spain as well with the Bilderberg thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're arming the cops to the teeth.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of private security now, too. And those are chock full of ex-military, you know. I don't know. I don't know. The way they were talking about the Americans couldn't sell their long-term treasury notes and stuff.
Yeah.
Looks like the, you know, there might be another slide in the economy.
Yeah.
So they're getting ready for a scrap, let's say. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Except that they're just trying to fuck everything up.
Well, I think they're just preparing their own dumb butts if things go bad, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, but you know, I'm glad I'm here. I wouldn't want to be stuck in a city.
No.
Huh?
Indeed.
Yeah. Anyway, you go about your day. I just landed back and I booted up this laptop and saw you.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm glad you're all right, you know. So.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm traditionally, my kids come up in another couple of weeks.
Right.
I hope you get to see them.
Yeah.
So I'm just sort of laying low and trying to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
The reason I was gone is a really good friend of mine is in his last days with cancer.
Oh, dear.
And people let me know, and I went did what I could.
Right.
Put the other shit aside for a while.
Yeah.
I noticed I was off the net for just a few days, and they're claiming I'm dead again.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
They're just baiting me, trying to get me to do something. But they have an expression, don't feed the trolls.
Oh, yeah. I've tried that myself.
Yeah, just let them starve for a while.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anyway, how's Dr. Judy Wood making out?
Oh, you know, she's sort of, I haven't had that much contact with her in the last few weeks. She's been working on this book, but she can't get it published because the publisher's messing her around and various things. So some of it's pretty mundane stuff. So I don't know. She's kind of, I think she's sort of got herself into a bit of a state. I mean, she's got herself into a bit of a sort of loop that she can't get out of, because, I mean, she's just living in a house on her own, you know, and she hasn't got any income. I mean, she's, you know, she sometimes attacks her best friends. Which, I mean, she's not been very nice to me. So I kind of like have to just back away sometimes because I just can't, I can't listen to her anymore, you know, because she starts being almost paranoid, you know.
Yeah.
It becomes difficult. She's not like you, you know. You just have, you're quite happy to just sort of. I know you're deadly serious, but on the other hand, you sort of laugh at it as well, you know, in one sense. And I'm a bit like that. I try and do something, you know, but I don't want to lose my sense of humor ever, you know.
Well, I think that I think they try to make you crazy.
Yeah. I think, and she's been driven a little bit crazy. I think, and she, you know, and I think she doesn't realize that, you know, sometimes it's, but,
They'll isolate you from friends, family, brand.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it to me.
But yeah, that's it. And I think, you know, you've obviously found you can get around it in some way, in certain ways. I know you're not saying you have, but at least we're still talking in that, you know, and we just have a talk every now and again.
You can keep your peace.
Yeah, that's it.
Between your ears, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's it. And, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's, you know, we've got that in common.
Yeah, but, well, there was a woman that come up there a couple of years back, Kathleen Dixon. You can type her in the web. She come up for my help a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But they locked her right up in the loony bin for, oh, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months.
All right.
She introduced me to another friend, Bridget Callahan. She was quite a firecracker, too.
Yeah.
Connecticut. And they locked her up in loony bin. And her mother was a New York City cop. Anyway, to a person, they just sort of, they wouldn't let them out, like Byron Pryor. They had him in the loony bin, wouldn't let him out until he promised to shut up, kind of thing.
Right.
And that is what they do. And they've had me in the loony bin a couple of times, but they haven't been able to keep me. I kind of always connived my way out of that. But
exactly.
But they will do anything to shut up people that are decent.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I totally agree. You know, and
it's a very small matter to isolate people from their love, from their supper.
Yeah.
From their friends, you know what I mean? You know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know, because the you know, sort of social norms, if you can be, you know, put outside of those somehow, or at least perceived to be outside of those, then they can sort of put you away.
Yeah, just type my name into the internet and
put
pedophile beside it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Convicted sex killer with a hidden hidden criminal record, or I'm an RCMP informant. I'm every kind of man that anyone would hate.
Yeah.
And they just smother that. You know what I mean? It's hard to find the truth amongst my stuff with all that other crap.
Yeah.
But you put me in jail for whatever reason, and if a criminal thinks I'm an RCMP informant, well, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
If they think I'm a diddler, well, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But just like guerrilla warfare, though, you use your strengths. You use your weaknesses as strengths, you know?
Yeah.
I got nothing less to lose, so that makes me dangerous.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've stood the test of time, so I've proved that I've got some grit.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously you're very shrewd in the way that you've been able to sort of you know, do things, basically. I mean, I'd never be able to do anything like that, I don't think.
They keep wondering who's behind me because they can't believe the awful truth.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know.
The more you tell them the truth, the more they don't want to believe it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I swear to you, if somebody's listening to this right now, you know, like of a Fed persuasion.
Yeah.
I bet you they kind of like me. They can't not like me.
I would tend to agree.
You know what I mean? It's like it's a game to them, but.
You're not serving anybody, are you? Whereas they're serving somebody. You see, I think that's part of the difference.
Yeah, but
you're not serving anybody's interests, except you know the basic human rights type of thing, if I can put it like that.
Yeah, but not only that. Well, no, I've had them state it to me covertly. You know.
Yeah.
They've sworn an oath to keep the status quo, is what they say.
Right.
I've had them send me messages. But. No, I think they kind of like me because I'm a worthy opponent and kind of funny.
Right, okay.
And they look at it as a big game.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd fuck me up in a heartbeat and have fun doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm just not your usual idiot, that's all.
Yeah, true.
But, I nobody's that stupid, so they're walking, talking the affirmation that there is true evil in this world.
That's true.
Like these people that are listening in and messing with me, I don't know how they sleep at night unless they have no conscience.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean? They don't. And I guess I keep the saying people get the governments we deserve.
Yeah.
Really, I'm hard pressed to find anybody that I can connect with. That, you know. Oh, there's the odd person like yourself and stuff, but you know what I mean. Boy.
Yeah.
She's pretty grim, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much in the same position, really. You know, in terms of just, excuse me, sort of trying to describe what I've learned and what the significance of it is. You know.
Yeah. Well,
and I think I might have mentioned this chap in there's a chap that I know who's in he lives not far from here in Derby, and he basically seemed to have gone a similar path to you in terms of you know, it'd be interesting if you could have a chat with him sometime actually, because you know you might be able to exchange some information. I don't know, because he traced a lot of these banking things to, you know, there was a company in South Africa and these sorts of things, you know.
Well, I'm glad to trade you information. Knowledge is power.
Yeah. He's called Gordon. I forget his second name. Gordon, something to begin with B.
What? You have a look at that kid's YouTube. Now, the thing about, like, you being in one country and me being in another.
Yeah.
New Brunswick doesn't much care about England, and England doesn't much care about New Brunswick.
Okay.
But if there's something that happens in New Brunswick, like the Queen coming here, for instance, that causes a common link, that would make somebody in your neighborhood suddenly take an interest in this neighborhood, then maybe we can break the ice across the Atlantic kind of thing, and then you and I serve each other through a person, you know what I mean? Let's say you get somebody in England talking about me on one of these talk shows or something, whatever, right?
Right.
And then I just introduce you back into the affair, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
We both make out, you know? The whole thing is to get people talking, is what I'm trying to do.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think it's... I think that's a good idea. I think the difficulty is getting the opportunity to do that.
Okay, now, so you take in your neighborhood, that kid has a face in YouTube.
That kid what, sorry, has a...
That kid, Owen, the guy that did a bunch of videos on me, go to his channel, I Like Newman.
Yeah.
He is in your neighborhood.
Yeah, he'll be not far away. He'll be about 10, 15 miles.
Yeah. Now, what he did was he deleted all his YouTubes. About me, where all the nasty comments were.
Yeah.
And then he put them back up again with the comments. Right? But if you look at his main page of his channel,
Yeah.
He has thousands of comments. Scroll back through there.
Right.
And there's Platoon Commander and Serin 322.
Right.
Some of his comments are definite slander. And if you click on Serin 302's and Platoon Commander, you'll see that he's the Zionist here in Alberta. And he's playing that kid like a fiddle.
Right.
But the kid has a problem. He published that in YouTube. It's against the law what he published, slandering my kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's a big issue in North America. I don't know about England, but cyber stalking and sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And these anonymous characters doing it.
Right.
He's not anonymous. I have his photograph and I know where he lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
He is not anonymous. Right? He published that shit about my family, and I'm going to sue your queen about it. While running for public office. And that little bastard's in your neighborhood. That's a good subject for a talk show in your neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't
think you have his associates. You take, go find Darwa Films. He's buddies with them. Darwa Films and Kuglin 666.
Yeah.
And look what they say against Muslims. Against, it's interesting what they say against Christians, Muslims, etc., etc. Everything but Jews.
They
don't touch Jews. And everything big to fat, who is a proud Zionist, and they all know it, gives them.
Yeah.
They run with it. And you can hear him, well, a lot of his things he's deleted, but you can find his comments where he says, most of the British Parliament are Zionist supporters anyway, they ain't going to do nothing. And it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
But I looked at all the protests in Nottingham about Gaza.
Did they have some?
Huh?
Did they have some?
In Nottingham, I've looked at the protests about
Gaza. Right, I didn't realize they had any there.
Huh?
I didn't realize they'd had any there.
Oh, Christ, they in Nottingham College, the kids blocked off rooms, the Palestinians yapping up and downtown.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, if you look at that kid from Nottingham's YouTube,
yeah,
you can see him writing fuck on the Quran, ripping it up, running a drill through it.
Wow.
The kid's going to get his ass kicked.
He is, isn't he?
Well, go through his YouTubes.
I'm surprised they haven't taken that off.
Huh?
I'm surprised YouTube haven't taken that off.
Well, look what they did with the Danish cartoons, for God's sake.
True.
And people got dead over that one.
That's true.
Well, look what he's doing to the Quran there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's got a face. And
yeah, that's the amazing thing.
I've got his IP address.
Yeah.
Yeah? And I think I got his email address, but I'm not sure of it. I think I know where he goes to school.
Right.
I know what his dog looks like. I know he's got a baby sister. I know he's got a stepmother. I've been studying him. But he's 18 years old. I'm just using him to get the Zionists in Canada.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
But the kid's going to wind up dead. But you have a look. He's very clever, but incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
But you type in Nottingham into Google, Nottingham and Gaza.
Yeah.
Or Nottingham, Gaza, YouTube.
All right.
You can see all the Palestinians downtown protesting. Right?
Okay.
Now, you type in BaconFat53, go to his blog, and see what he says about what happened in Gaza recently. And then the Muslims in your neighborhood can see that kid is best buddies with Mr. Bacon Fat?
Strange.
The kid's beyond stupid. You know what I mean?
Mind controlled.
He's an idiot. Like, okay, you could sit there and insult and call Hell's Angels every name in the book.
Yeah.
Anonymous sitting on your computer. I dare you to walk into their pool hall and say that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, all around England, it's right full of immigrants of the Muslim persuasion, sir.
Yeah.
That kid's got a face. Now, Kuglin 666, he got so many death threats, he took it down and begged everybody for help, and he was a professional comedian, an adult.
Right.
And then there's all kinds of other ones, like this kid worships these, Kuglin 666 can give a fuck about that kid. Right?
Right.
He don't care. He doesn't even have him on his friends list. The kid worships Kuglin 666, not the other way.
Yeah.
But it was me that took on Kuglin 666 and Kuglin's member of parliament.
Yeah.
Because I look at guys like Kuglin 666 and other people as professional shit disturbers.
Yeah.
Because he's slamming Muslims and everybody, but he ain't slamming Jews.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like he's trying to start a riot so the Muslims get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
It's so they can promote war, promote Israel, promote, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's another YouTube that I befriended, a black guy in the States. He goes, how come you guys are putting down this, that, and everything, but not Jewish people? The black guy was asking.
Holy
Christ, it bounced all over him. I was the only one that defended him. I said, thanks for asking the question.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
And right.
They just got a grip on the dollar. And the Jewish folks aren't the true Jews. Those guys are, what, Khazarian or something out of Russia? They're not the Semitic people.
Yeah, I've heard bits and pieces about this. I don't really understand it, but...
Yeah, but it's all about the money. But anyway, as far as me and you go, well, Dave Amos has been raising a little hell right in your neighborhood with your parliamentarians. Right?
Pretty good guy.
Huh?
Pretty good guy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you've got a member of parliament, just name them, and I'll flip the same emails to them, and... You're its constituent, and that's if you want involved. But as I said, you're a young man with kids, you know what I mean? And my shit's pretty dangerous.
I know.
But nevertheless, that kid Owen, I covered every one of his parliamentarians and Richard Coulomb, for sure.
Yeah.
And I sent you the response from Robertson's constituency woman. And read her email. She doesn't know her minister's email address. She doesn't know her boss's email address. She's just telling me that because I had it in a heartbeat and forwarded it on to him.
Right.
It was bullshit, but thank you very much for the response.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't a computer response. It was addressed to me. And then look what she forwarded back to me. It was about Bernie Madoff. That email is pure gold.
Yeah.
And it's bracketed by his confidentiality thing, and that's the last thing it is to me, is confidential.
Right.
But that's right in your neighborhood. He's the minister of a brand new government that has a questionable coalition.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's in charge of, I think, you got the Olympics coming your way?
Right.
Yeah.
That'll be, couple of years.
Yeah. You must have heard the speculation on that one, eh?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole video about that. By a young man.
In the Olympics or whatever?
Yeah, it's a, you know, all Zionist engineered, you know, situation. I've given quite a lot of DVDs out of that, actually. And the guy who made that video, or not much of the video, but, He He ended up dead about 3 months after he made it.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called Rick Clay. It's a very interesting video. I've got it on my website because Google Video deleted it as well.
Well, what does that tell you?
Pardon?
I can't upload any videos. I've been suspended. That kid, he apologized to me, took all down all his videos.
Yeah.
And then I told him the truth. I said, that wasn't me. That was him.
Right.
And I showed the kid my integrity, told him the truth.
Right.
So he takes down the video apologizing to me.
Yeah.
Has me suspended and attacks me.
Right.
Since I proved to him I wasn't crazy, he feels free to attack me saying that I am. How's that for an oxymoron?
Pretty good.
And in the video, he was apologizing because he thought that I was crazy and tipped me over the edge. And I said, no, I'm not. Like, you're the one that they're fooling, not me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
Right.
And as soon as I show him some integrity, he just wheels around and shows me his errors. So he needs his booted.
Yeah.
And an easy way to do it would be anonymous emails to every fucking college in the area.
Yeah.
Do you know this kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might do it on him, but he's only 18.
Yeah. Right.
But you know what I mean? I don't know. But there's lots to talk about with Gaza. Now, I don't know what Calloway's going to do now because he was down in the States yipping about Gaza, but he's not allowed to Canada.
Right.
And he didn't win the last election.
No.
He's no longer a member of Parliament, right?
Galloway.
Yeah, he lost, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah.
But he's got all kinds of Muslim friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I go to send him an email. I can't. It goes to his Muslim friends. They know everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to figure a way to get Galloway, but I've called his lawyer, Jackman.
Right.
Talk to them. They don't care. It's the Canadian lawyer trying to get him back in Canada. But they don't care because they were involved with the Aurora Inquiry, which I was 6 years ago. So they ain't going to never say my name.
Yeah.
So I can't figure out a way to get to Galloway. But all the people that he's got around him are like a firewall to me. I can't get through to him.
Yeah, he's, I mean, I had some contact, or this was going back about 4 years, with some people that knew him, but it was only very brief. So I went to a 9/11 group meeting, it was in September 2006, and I know that there were two of Galloway's guys there. You ready to go, are you, Isaac? Yeah, I've got my son here. Yeah, can you get the black swimming bag out, Isaac, for me, please? Yeah, so I mean, I might be able to get in touch with somebody who has another route to him. I'm not sure. I'll have a look into that for you.
Yeah. Well, the thing about him is like he should be fired up about his friends getting killed.
Yeah. He should.
And, he can't get to Canada, and. As far as I know, the judgment isn't out yet.
Yeah.
And, I can give him some shit about Canada that he can milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hard to do it if you can't get through to anyone.
No, well, I don't know what Galloway's up to. He's certainly something of a dodgy character from what I can work out.
Well, one thing's for sure, Mr. Bacon Fat's making a lot of fun of him.
Right.
But, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to go out now, David, so...
Yeah, good talking to you, Andrew.
Well, thanks, yeah, and, you know, I'll, if I can find anything about Galloway, if I know anyone, I might know a couple of people I can ask. I'll send it through to you.
You get a chance, just sort of have a look at that I Like Newman and follow some of his friends. And.
Yeah, I'll try and have a look through, yeah. I'll try and have a look through that.
Well, it's in your neighborhood, anyway.
All right, then.
Yep. We'll see you later.
All right, then, yeah, you take care, then.
Yeah, bye now.
Bye for now.